Let's go and talk to Sarah Palin, the lovely Sarah Palin. Hiya, Sarah. Hiya, Sarah.
Hello, good day to you, Ronnie.
Just a slight technical thing from coming in from Alaska.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Sarah, it's me.
Hey, Ronnie. Hello. And may I say what an honor it is to be speaking to you in the midst of the change and progress in the world.
Yeah, and I've just been talking about the Middle East problems. What's your take on that, Sarah?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Ronnie, because folks all over the Middle East are saying, no, we've had enough, or however the heck they say it in Arabese or whatever it is they talk out there. Mm-hmm. And they're making a stand against oppressive dictating, marching up and down in their bossy boots, finger-wagging bad guys and telling them to get the heck out of town. It's just like the old West, Ronnie. They're rounding up a posse and telling the guy in the black hat to get the heck out of Dodge, and I, for one, applaud that kind of spirit and fortitude and all-American grit that Mo, Schlo, and any guy Ali are showing right now in the streets of the Middle East. I surely do. And furthermore, I would use this opportunity to call upon everyone listening right now or picking up the jilly gist on Foxy News to push this forward. Mubarak, he's out of here. Colonel Gaddafi is packing up his camel. Next up, Obama.
What?
He needs to get the hint. The civilized world ain't going to take his nonsense no more. No siree. The wind of change is blowing, Ronnie, and it's blowing right up his ivory tower with his ideas and thinking and charisma and such. There ain't no place for that in my United States of the U.S. There certainly ain't. And I hope Fanny and Franny and Joe Sixpack and all the hockey moms listening are listening and agreeing, because I'm telling you, it's got no place in yours neither. Thank you, Ronnie. And Ronnie,
yes.
May the Lord bless your next hunting trip.
Sarah Palin's taking the world. That's an interesting one.